searching there all for the one, all for the one. Many lives spent on this road home to the one, home to the one. Nightless nights and dayless days in love.
Beloved Master, thank you for showering your bliss on me in satsang again. And I'm drinking and soaking. I'm thirsty. Also, I want to thank you from the deepest of my heart for all the love, care, and support you have showered on me earlier. Without it, I would not have had the strength to be and move in the marketplace, having a baby, marry, and allow life to use all my capacities so that I could cope with this constant rush of challenges. It's been hard and it's been fun. Now I'm expecting smooth waters. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm yours forever, love, Shakira. You have more free time now. How big is the boy now? Five, no?
Yeah.
So you know, for 5 years you've been so busy, no?
Yeah.
That's how it is. That's how it is. I'm telling you all the time, but still you go on, then it's very good. It's very hard time and has been fun. I'm thirsty. Yes, you're thirsty because you have been involved in so many other things in life now. But that is also a ripening, no? Then you know you are thirsty. You are more available then. You can more see what we have. So drink. Drink me, eat me, he said. Very good. No, you have to bring him also to Brazil, to the beach. Yeah? Yeah, I know. You were thinking, I was thinking also. Because all children likes it on the beach, no? Big kids also likes it, all of that. I have to see how he's doing now soon, okay? Very good. Good. Now it's going to be more smooth waters, no?
I think.
Don't think. There we have boat. We have rough waters in the ocean and then we have smooth waters in the lake now. So if you don't like the rough waters, you go in the lake. It's always smooth water. No problem. We have everything there. Both is needed. Namaste, Deva Sansvaha. I'm praying for your help. Where's Sahaja? Okay. You wrote me a letter, I will answer it. I'm praying for your help. I had a Kundalini experience some 7 years ago and sat in total silence, bliss, freedom for some time. Then the fear came back, big time. Shutdown happened. And ever since then, mourning is there of the sweet taste of heaven that I had, which went. Felt like I have tasted heaven but was cast back in hell. I wish to rest in that stillness, sweetness always, here, awake, alive. I wish this with all my heart, and I have kept searching ever since I had a taste of it. It is unforgettable. Sometimes it feels like my tasting this heaven must have been for a good reason, so I know I am not the body and we are freedom, peace. Yet so much fire and shit has happened in my life after this, sometimes unbearable, painful abuse, rejection from my whole family, out of body experience, loneliness, custody battle, total humiliation of me in the press is just some of it. Nobody said it was going to be easy, no? But this is part of it. The whole, you have to be ready that you will be rejected from the family. You will, from the whole world, in fact. That is part of the story, because now you are going your own way. If you want to stand up for yourself, you will be judged. You will be misunderstood. That is just a test. To see if you're strong enough to stand up for it. It's easier to just fit into the society. My feeling is maybe you can help me. I love Papaji and you were his student. No, I never been his student. In fact, I never been a student even in school. I was a disciple of Osho, a devotee of Osho. When I met Papaji, I was already cooked. He picked me like a ripe fruit. There was never any question about student. You have no idea what it is to be with the master when you are cooked. The master cooks you. Papaji was like my papa. He took care of me like his child. Fed me. Sweet mango he fed me. What kind of student? I had nothing to learn. I just had to accept. I was not his student. He was my papa. And The son and the father is the same, they say. It's the same blood in them. And the same heartbeat. That's how it is. And you are radiating something nectar-like. So maybe you are the one to help me to always rest in this freedom firmly. I'm willing to put my head in the tiger's mouth. I send you much love and gratitude for your possible answer. You want to rest in it, and to rest in it is very easy. The only thing is that you have to let go of all that you are not. That is the thing. So if people have this desire for enlightenment, they, it means they just want this shortcut to heaven. No? They can't really deal with what is happening here. No, you have to understand how you are living here. You have to transform the basic metal into gold. That is the purification. So first you have to find your humbleness, your receptivity, your silence, and let go of your arrogance, your power trips, your anger. Then you will see how easy it is to be silent, to live in an enlightened space. That is the thing. First, you have to get rid of that which is holding you back. If that is not understood, it will always follow you like a shadow. You have to go from the darkness to the light. And you have been with different people, you says. New age therapists, some gurus in India. But they don't work the way we work here. You can sit and talk with many of these gurus and satsang teachers forever. But you already are full of words. You need to work on yourself so you see what is holding you back. That's what I'm trying to teach you. To be responsible for yourself. To transform yourself. Otherwise you can be enlightened when you sit here in satsang with me and you sit in the home. But it all comes out how you behave, how you act, how you are living, what you are saying, how you are acting, how you are behaving with other people. So this I already have heard some things that it was a little difficult for you because you have no idea how it is. And here you cannot be in charge. You cannot be special. Here some, even people who have been with me a long time, they have to go through that and look that they are not special, they are insignificant, no? Insignificant, no? That's how it is. Because who is this who wants to be significant or insignificant? It's just the ego. So this is how it is. You are suffering these things, and why it's so hard has been happening, and the total humiliation and from rejection from the family. Who cares? Somebody must care. If you are centered in your true self, who cares? What people say, what people write, nobody cares. That is freedom. And when that is not understood, it is because of your ignorance. No, then you have to look at those things. Who is this person that gets so hurt, that gets angry, that feels so rejected, that should be somebody, that people should like, should love? It's because of your ignorance. So that's why people are suffering, because they have resistance to this transformation, to proper growth. You create something and then you hold on to that idea. That is The growth is not the problem, it's the resistance. And that resistance is to let go of the old. Because if you are free, if you are totally yourself, an empty, pure, innocent space like a child, then who cares what people say to you? And doesn't a child know that the parents love her? Every child knows. And everybody knows in the being that the whole existence loves you. If you are in tune, if you are not resistant. So this is what you have to become aware of, Sahaju. All these things is what people are working and working hard on. You have to start at the beginning. Whatever you have learned or know from the past has to go. Doesn't matter what. Now it's up to you if you feel interested or if you're just going to take a video as another knowledge in your head. Everybody has to start at the beginning because you have no idea how it is to be intimate around a master in the Buddha field. And it's very uncomfortable for the ego to start at the beginning because you know so much. You are somebody. All sannyasin, all therapist, all seeker. No, nothing helps because you are just here now, fresh. You can't carry with you the past. Then I have to destroy it. Understanding that, if you are a true seeker, you are happy. Otherwise, escape from here. That's how it is. Only innocent, peaceful people should be here. Not arrogant, angry, full of expectations. You just make it harder for yourself then, because it has to be destroyed. It has to be destroyed. That's not how life is. So this is the thing. Dropping the past, being free from your whole conditioning, your ideas of who you are. And that is not a one-time thing, it has to happen all the time. Freeing yourself from the past, your own image of who you think you are, of this person who have ups and downs and have a hard time and get judged. Who cares? Then get rid of the future. Means your expectations of the future. When past is gone, future is gone, then what? Now, for the first time, you have to start functioning here, fresh. And what do you need here and now? Just your intelligence you need. Your heart you need. Your open heart to function. Innocent in the now. You don't need the past, you don't need the future. And this now is where you are. This is where you are, always. Then you can't have any ideas. That is the courage to function in that innocent between the past and the future. Then you are like a newborn child again then. You have to be ready to learn the new. Nobody is teaching this. Jesus had a saying, he said, "You who have found the world and became wealthy, famous, now renounce the world." That is my kind of guy. Everybody is tempted by the world. You have found the world and became wealthy, famous. No, you have done it. You have seen the world, you have tasted the world. Maybe you are even world famous, wealthy, a king, a famous person. But you are not happy. You are still in agony. No, renounce the world. What he is saying, renounce your whole idea that this world, your desires, your wealth, your fame, that can give you something. These people, like Jesus, is opening up a new world. But you have to be courageous to follow them. You cannot follow them in your arrogance. You have only to be very receptive. So, enlightenment is very easy when you are easy. Think. Enlightenment is very difficult when you are difficult. What to do? There's nothing to do, you just get rid of. Enlightenment is already there. Just get rid of all that is difficult, all that is problematic for you. That is the whole work, that is the homework. Get rid of that which is painful, which is holding you back. That is what you have to understand. If you don't understand it, if you don't see things clearly, it will always be there. Because you don't see it. Here with me, I'm trying in every way to give you the intelligence, the clarity, the light to see your so-called stumbling blocks so you can get rid of them. In reality, nothing is holding you back but your idea that you are suffering, that you are in pain, that you have problems. So look again deeper. Is anything holding you back? No. Beloved Babaji, it has been so beautiful. I don't want to struggle all the time. I long so much for being free. Being courageous enough to go from being a sheep, even a black one, standing out a little bit, but still a sheep, to become able to stand up for the truth. Yes, this is what I remind you of. And when you taste it, then of course you want to be free. Because now you see the potential. You have tasted it. This is the longing that Rumi, that all the mystics are talking about. But if you are asleep, then you don't know it. For a sheep is too much to dream that you are a lion. But human beings, they can transform. They can live like a sheep or they can live like a lion. Only human beings can transform like that. A sheep is born a sheep and dies a sheep. Bah. No chance for transformation. But for humans, transformation is possible. How to do that? No, you say, I don't want to struggle all the time. No, that's what I'm trying to tell you, that no, the time is finished. But you have to accept it. No, you have known so well the way of struggling. Of course, you are a professional struggler. I see so many heads that go like that. And you are here with me, who doesn't do any struggle. That means that in some place you all is fed up with this struggling. You want to get rid of this struggling. But then you have to learn new ways. Where is Juna? So now, Juna, you know, like everybody else here, this, I don't want to struggle all the time. I long so much for being free. But it's not so easy because you are a professional struggler. You have to learn new ways. And that's what I'm teaching you here, is a new way. In the beginning, it's just a taste. Wow, so amazing. Just the weekend, just the retreat. But as more you are devoted to it, the more it works. The best way, if you want to be wise, if you want to be free, be with the free. That is the only way. If you want to learn anything in life, any art, is very difficult. You have to go. If you want to be a painter, you have to go to a professional painter. If you want to learn to play the guitar, you have to go to a professional guitar player. No? Then you can learn. If you want to be free, then go to somebody who is free. And if on top of it, that person, you are so lucky that he speaks a language that you can understand. And not only understand, but you can dig. You dig it. Then you are extraordinary lucky. Because many free people, they're just mumbling some old sutras. They sit in silence. Many of these gurus, they come from all dusted traditions. It's not hardly any juice. So if you are lucky enough to find somebody who lives the truth and are free, then my whole experience of that matter is to come closer. That's what helped me. If I hadn't met my master, I don't know what I would do. I would still maybe live in the mountains. Could you please say something about how I can be courageous, how to surrender? Every day I do, my dear, every day. This is the place of learning how to be courageous, how to stand up for yourself. But if you want to learn something, then you have to come to class then. No? That's how it is. You have to come to class. When you have finished with the class, then you finished and you have learned your lesson, no? Then you can take that and you teach somebody else that. That's how it is. It's no easy, it's not instant coffee. Like Osho said, no, the whole West, they just like instant things, no? You want instant Nescafé. No, it's not like that. If you want the real thing, it takes a little time. It takes the time. What to say about that? Even those things, even to get a good cup of coffee, what is better if you go and pick the coffee beans? You burn it and you grind it up and you have a good fire. Then it tastes very good, no? It's little effort. Just the Nescafé. That is how the Westerners is. They don't understand this. It takes a little time because you are a professional sufferer. I'm trying to make you a professional, easygoing person, no? But it takes a little time. But it is happening. People are getting it. Even against themselves, they are doing that. That's how it is. You should be careful, because sooner or later, some shift will happen in spite of you. If you are sitting here around me, then sooner or later something will happen. Doesn't matter how stubborn you are. Be careful. I know I'm holding myself back. I just don't know how. It's just like I'm stumbling around with blindfolds. Yes. Then you hurt yourself. First I have to take off your blindfolds. Then I will spin you around. Then they are ripped off me for seconds at a time, just to be put back on. Yeah, that's how it goes many times. That is how it is. But that is the habit. The more you go to a place where you feel that those blindfolds are not there, the more strong you get. It's almost like you have to go against yourself, your past. And everybody is so good to hold themselves back. I just want to stop now, to relax into this love and trust, gratitude and devotion. Yes, when your heart is touched, then it happens spontaneously. And now, here with me, your heart is again touched. You are in touch with yourself, with your true nature, with your truth. Then, of course, you want to relax into this love, into this trust. But you have to prove yourself that this is what I really want. And that's what I'm talking about. You have to be total. Otherwise, again, you forget it. And the blindfold will come on again. You have to be strong in the beginning to go against your habit, your negative habits, your destructive habits. You have to transform them. You have to see the value of what you are feeling, the value of this love, this peace, this truth. And when that has really sunk into your heart, then that courage, that totality comes very easy. If it's not totally felt and experienced, then it will be just delaying it. Thank you, Baba, for your love and your devotion to us, for the patience with me, with us. How can I ever make it up to you? I don't know. I just know that I'm exactly where I want to be right now, in satsang with a crazy guy like you. Yes. And a crazy guy like me can only have crazy girls like you. So then become a little more crazy. Don't behave so good. Go a little banana. All my love from Juna. First go crazy. Total crazy. And then hopefully you can be peaceful. Because I'm really for peace, for silence, not for craziness. But because you still need craziness, what can I do? I don't need craziness. But for your sake, I can play crazy sometimes, because you need it to get out of your serious conditioning, your stuckness, so well behaved.
Oh, no.
Like a proper British lady.
Oh, gee. Oh, gosh. What do you mean?
I mean, fuck it. Beloved, so after the beautiful summer retreat, I started my daily life in my normal way, the way of overloading myself with too much things at the same time. Yes, this is your normal way. And I always remind you, every time we are together, be more gentle, go a little more slow. But it's very difficult to break the habit. I thought that I could function the way that I have always functioned. I didn't work at all. My body freaked completely out and I got really, really sick. My lifelong belly sickness came at full force. Before I used to have control of my own sickness. Now I lost it and I was sick much longer and much stronger to the extent that I almost died. It is just painful to see that I had to push myself almost to die before I could finally wake up and take responsibility for my own body and health. Such a basic thing. Yes, this is what I have to deal with. Now you understand how stubborn you are. And it's just to your own good. I don't know what I have been thinking. If I could drink liters of Coke and be healthy at the same time, things go bad, Arvid. Everybody knows that it doesn't work, even I, but because of this addiction, I guess I never had the courage to really look into it. Slowly, slowly recovering again. The changes that I feel on the inside are so big that it actually feels like I went to bed one evening and woke up in another person's body and life the next morning. Good, it had to happen now. Isn't it amazing, Shivani? But this is how it is for most people, for most of us. You almost have to die before you start realizing what you are doing, how you are living. It's amazing. And then maybe it's too late. only very intelligent persons start changing by their own free will. I guess I'm just being more myself now, and it's all new to me. It is new and fresh like this morning. Before, in my life, all I used to do was out of doing, as if I thought that life was something that I had to do. Yes. That is so great. I've been waiting for this. In fact, I wait for all of you. What else can I do? But now you don't need to do anything. And life lives you. You can be always on holiday. I'm always on holiday. Don't do anything. Everything happens beautifully. I don't know where this idea came from, that I had to do something. I only know that it didn't work at all. Trying to adjust to life again in the beginning felt very overwhelming, and I got scared because I couldn't do things in the old way. Yes, this is where, even if it happens to people, they fall back. This is where they trust and have to have a master. Then you remember something else. Luckily, my body was too weak and I didn't know how to function in this new. Luckily, I have so beautiful friends who so gently and lovingly helped me to see that I'm totally sane and that I do manage. Yes, maybe for the first time you are sane. When I don't think about it, everything happens so beautifully as it is supposed to, and I manage to do exactly what I need to do. I am immensely grateful to you and for all of this. I feel so, so blessed. Instead of living my old life unconsciously to the grave, I now have a totally new life again. Where I have you in my life, I have the Sangha, friends, and all is so fresh and beautiful again. I can be in this body, feeling from the inside how it feels to really taste and eat food again. Everything is super clear, and it's so much easier to take care of myself when I feel from the inside how things are. I know by time I will manage with love and care to slowly change my life so that the outside fits more with the inside. With much love and gratefulness, your new Shivani. And it's good, take time and just accept that the change has happened and now integrate it into your life. Because consciousness, awareness, that can happen in a split moment. The new can happen because it has nothing to do with your body, with the physical body. But the body is still carrying the old memories. So it takes time to integrate it. to integrate the new into the old. The body is the old. So that has its own laws. Mm? But out of your new clarity, you have to help it to change it to a more positive way of living. Yeah? Then there is harmony. And that harmony I'm all for. It shouldn't be a split between the body and the consciousness. It should be harmonious. Okay? Yes, well, to arrive in this fairy tale land, Norway, is very beautiful. Such a strong and vast nature. I can even smell the silence. It is very silent here, and very few people. It's very good. It's very good for silence. If you like silence, if you like vast and strong nature, then this is a good place for meditation, for freedom. It seems to me that out of deep love, the sky presented so much water to the earth. My deep inner longing for total freedom also brings out the water from me. I have to cry because the longing is so strong. The heart wants to melt. Yes, Jitendra. Feel the heart, listen to the heart, and allow it to melt. Support it. Then the heart will take over. It'll be so happy. Know you're coming home again now. I'm so grateful for being able to sit at your feet. Please carry me on your big wave of love, straight into my inner being. Take all of me, Jitendra. Okay. Beloved, thank you for commenting so generously and compassionately on my letter in satsang. I have to share with you some things. No, Bansi. No, they are all wondering also. So we have to share with all. Because you are such a significant person. Eh? So then, it's good to see the next chapter. And I'm so generously and compassionately, I want to share with everybody. Because here we are all in the same boat. So be still, so you don't tip. I have to share with you some things that has been coming up during the retreat and after the last satsang. When I tune in to you now, I can see your face inside me in the space between the navel and the spine. Before, that space where your face is now, it just used to be empty space. Last time I came in contact with this empty space was in 1998 in Pune. It was when I had done the Mystic Cross and you were staying also in Pune after you came back from Panchmari. During that time I sat a lot in the Buddha hall and samadhi. I remember very well how easy it was for me to sit. I knew that whenever I would sit, I would naturally become still. And I remember I started to connect with you in spontaneous and loving ways I have never connected with anyone before. That time I didn't know how valuable that space was. It had come so easy to me. It was so accessible. And it felt so natural. But as life went on bringing me in new adventures, I was slowly losing contact with it. That's how existence is. When you don't expect anything, then it comes easily, because you are very innocent, available, fresh. Then, when you start taking it for granted, it's so easy, but you haven't done anything for it. So to find it, you have to be conscious of it. So all these years is part of that process. Beloved, I'm sharing this with you because during this summer retreat, I was starting to reconnect with this empty and quiet space again. As I felt it, I recognized it, and I knew at once that in these stormy times with the eternal process, I have to keep my focus there. I knew that this was the only place that could stay untouched by the tricks of the ego. It has been happy and also very hard work to meet the mind and emotions without being influenced by them. You say, I knew that this was the only place that could stay untouched by the tricks of the ego. From there, it's very easy. Then I can talk straight to you. But man is split, and that is the dilemma. You have to get out of your own way. Only when you are in that place, that empty space, where there is no ego, no mind, where you're just listening, feeling, observing things as they are, only then can I reach you. Otherwise, I'm talking to a wall. I'm talking to your mind. I'm talking to your ego. Then that is between. No matter how much I want to reach you, it doesn't reach because it's too much you there. So it's a dilemma. That's what I mean. Again and again, I say you have to get out of your own way. I'm just talking from that empty space. It's very easy, very clear. Nothing is polluted. But you have to, like everybody has to go through the confusion, the projections, the agony, the doubts, to come to freedom, to come to clarity. You have to, because the whole ego structure is made out of all these things. It wants to defend itself, it wants to protect itself. You want to have your own ideas, your own expectations. So if the trust is not deep enough, if the love is not there, you will get hurt. You will get confused. You are not ready to go through it. Then the only thing is that you leave. Which many times is the chance. I can see it. No, it's either a breakthrough that you will appear new, more real, more clear, or you will go hurt. And you all know people who have gone just hurt, like hurt dogs with the tail between their legs, instead of being transformed. And all I want is for you to get out of the slavery of your mind. But the mind, the ego, always gets hurt. It's very sore. So this is the thing, that man as he is split. And here I'm trying to make you whole, one. After being fragmented, bring you into a unity, a wholeness, a harmony, instead of just the noise. It's been hard work to meet the mind and emotions without being influenced with them, by them. It is hard work, but it's desperately needed. And very few really go into it, because it's hard work. It's much easier just to be a slave over your mind. And your emotions, and your feelings, and your ideas. Then you can go on living unconsciously. So it's bound to happen. You have to go through a so-called breakdown. That breakdown can become a breakthrough. Then it's great. Otherwise, you will be stuck in the negative aspect, in the hurt ego aspect, protecting the mind, your ideas, even more. As you were commenting on my letter in satsang, I can feel that I could receive you, and that has been one of the things I have been afraid of, that I was not able to do that anymore, as a result of the changes happening in what I have been involved in relation to the retreats and Dharma Mountain. Yeah, because you lost your open space. You had become somebody that you are not. Then how can I relate to that falseness? You see what a nightmare you're putting me through. What to say about you? All the time I have to deal with this. But instead, beloved, tears and laughter of relief and joy were washing away the fragmented pieces of my confused mind. Yes, because luckily, you have that love, that trust. But see how strong the mind is. No, let it be the last time now. You get frozen. The empty space inside me was open, and then I got filled with you. Otherwise, if you're not open, how can I come in? If it's open, then it's nice. Open. Open space. That's how it should be, totally open space, nothing in between. If you are hard, then always protected, because it's hard. Hard against hard. Ego against ego. Everybody is protected. On God. That's what you are used to. In your vulnerability, in your softness, then you can only do that out of trust, out of love. That is what trust is. That you know nothing will harm you. That's the meaning they always have said, you have to trust the master, the guru, more than you trust yourself. You can do many stupid things. The master knows. Do you think he's there to hurt you? This is the foolishness of the mind, of your ego. I'm so happy that I can meet you here, inside, safe from the mind. It's the only place you can meet. It's the only place. Because there you are not split. There you are one. And only in that harmony, in that unity, in that oneness, can I reach you. Because that's who you are, that's where you are. I had to wait a long time for this to happen. I had to experience and learn a lot about the ways of the ego to really understand the value of this empty space. Yes, everybody is interested in everything else. Who is interested in just the empty space, in consciousness, in freedom? You are interested in million other things that is much more tempting. Then you forget so easily that silent space. I had to learn a lot about the ways of the ego to really understand the value of this empty space. And now I can even meet you in that emptiness. That's always, not even, that is where you always could meet me. But how can you meet if you are different places? The whole work that I'm doing is to bring you back to that unity where you can just meet. Now, in that space, not out of your expectations, your projections, your ideas, your dreams. I feel I have got a new direction in, like a safe haven I can always come back to. The new direction is the only direction to come back to yourself. Because the whole Western mind is just going out. It's so tempting to go out. There's so many exciting things. People, relationships, dramas, dreams, things. That is very easy to get lost. And you forget that silent space. That is the difference between the East and the West. The West is totally lost out. In the East is more in. It's like extrovert and introvert. So you have to find, to be in balance, you have to have both. And you can only find that balance if you come back in again, to meet yourself, to know yourself, to become more meditative, to be more silent, to be more in balance. So you're not all the time getting lost outside. They should function together. Be involved on the outside, but don't lose that center. Don't lose yourself. I feel I have got a new direction in, like a safe haven I can always come back to. As I have become conscious of this, I feel open again to go on and meet life in all its beauty. and also meet the challenges that the ego might put up on this path back home. Why does drop the ego? Why play with the ego? If you have seen somebody, if you realize you don't want to play with somebody, you stop playing with them. That is intelligence. If you haven't seen, then you go on. If you really have seen, this is just an asshole. Just getting me into problems. Then you stop going, hanging out with that one. That is intelligence. If you are unconscious, if you are dumb, dull, then you go with the people who is negative then. Maybe exciting. Let's do a robbery. Let's break into a house. Let's cheat somebody. Let's do something naughty. Many people live, most of the world live like this. This is how the mind is. If you see that this is not, you have tasted something else, then you want to be with peaceful people, you don't get involved then. You turn your back to it. I feel closer now to understand why the guru has been valued and loved throughout the times. Beloved, thank you for your patience and your support. So, please use me for what you see fit. In love and gratitude, Bansi. How's the chicken going? I think you are fit to do that. And in that empty space where I sit smiling there, who is insignificant there? Who is insignificant? Or who is significant? Is it anybody there? What is there? If it's not nobody there, what is it then? If nobody is there, then what is there? Quickly key. No, you have a new Zen koan I made for you now. I feel closer now to understand why the guru has been so valued and loved throughout the times. Yeah, you cannot understand if you come from your mind, only when you come closer to the truth, where that guru is. That's the only way to understand. How can you understand? It's like you are sitting in the mud, in the garbage pile, and you are thinking how it is on top of the sunny peaks. How can you think about that? It's impossible. Only when you start feeling how it is, that beautiful clear air, the sunrise, the silence, the peace. When that starts becoming your own experience, then only you can relate to it. Otherwise, you are far away. I feel closer now to understand why the Guru has been so valued and loved throughout the times. They say there is no higher truth than the Guru's truth. But how can you understand the higher truth? You have to become quiet, receptive, trusting, loving to understand them. Nothing is more purifying than serving the master. No sadhana, no meditation is more purifying than serving the guru. That's what they say in the oral scriptures. I feel closer now to understand why the guru has been so valued and loved throughout the times. In the old ancient scriptures, Guru Yoga, there is no higher truth than the Guru. There is nothing more purifying. No sadhana, no meditation, no technique is more purifying than serving the Master, the Guru. That the ego will never understand. Only something else. This is the truth, but only the truth if you are in your truth. No realization greater than his essence, his truth. That's why in Tibet they say Guru Yoga is the highest yoga. And for a devotee, it is you see your guru as the Buddha. That you cannot do if you have no contact with your own Buddha nature. Only Buddhas can recognize Buddhas. The closer you are, the more you recognize. The further away, the more you reject, the more you judge, till it goes so far that you crucify the Buddha, like they did with Jesus. Then they don't understand at all. That is also the picture of the West. They don't understand this. In the East, they wouldn't do that. They have a respect. I feel closer now to understand why the Guru has been so valued and loved throughout the times. That is good. And it's about time that you see what is happening here. Even Buddha says, the greatest thing that can happen in a human's life is to meet the Guru, the Awakened One. No, maybe you start understanding why the Guru had been so valued. These things are just words if you don't feel that space. The most precious that can happen in a human's life is to meet an awakened one. That is, these Buddhas, they don't say it just for saying it. They're saying it so maybe you will catch this chance. Maybe in your unconsciousness something gets touched, that you are not lost again into the world of dreams. In every way they're trying to remind you. You cannot praise the Guru, the Master, high enough. It's impossible. So it's very good that you feel closer now to understand why the Guru has been so valued and loved throughout the time. It's the most valuable that can happen, because it can bring your own freedom, your own realization. But it's very difficult for the Western mind to understand. You have to go deeper than the mind. You have to go to the truth, to the heart, to your being, to something that is transcendental. Please use me for what you see fit. In love and gratitude, Bansi. Very good. May everyone recognize the value of your own freedom and be courageous enough to stand up for it and break your chains of attachments and pain and suffering. Om Shanti.
Hare.